I want to begin today with some news from yesterday afternoon. We have three rules to the program, and the first one is protect the team. That did not take place in Jalen Collins' situation, and now there's consequences for that. Both Jalen and I talked to the team, and the lesson wasn't just for Jalen. We've got such a strong group of teammates. The lesson really is if you're having an issue or a problem, that you make sure you tell one of your guys and you look after that. Past that, last week some of you had asked about him regarding a depth chart. And I'm always going to protect the player. And I think for those of you who know me, that's not going to change. At that time, I knew there was an issue with the league. I didn't know if it was going to be resolved to his side or away. And I didn't know if that would take place in July, August, or September. So Thomas and myself, we made the decision we would move him until we had further clarity on that, and then we could make the best decision. So in that essence, we were protecting the team. We're very disappointed, and as we get started here today, I'll be glad to answer any questions regarding that or in practice in general. Let's get it rocking.
Yeah, Coach, was it my understanding that was going through the appeals process when we kind of noticed he was on the third team?
That's correct, Led, and that's what I was referring to about the move on the depth chart. So at that point, I didn't know if this was something that was going to linger into the season, and I wanted to make sure we were going to protect the team in case he was unavailable to play. And if he was available to play, then we'd move him back up and be into the mix. But now that he's not, there is no need for us to go through that process of sending someone up. So it was in my essence of protecting the team. I didn't know where it was going to go. The league doesn't necessarily give you guidelines on when the cases are heard or which way they're leaning. I am always going to choose and protect the players on a personal matter, especially something as difficult as off-the-field issues are.
Was there any thought to releasing him since it was the second violation?
Yeah, the disappointment for having a second repeat offense is stronger. And this just came through yesterday, and some trust has been broken, and we'll take all the time we need to make the best decision for the team.
What do you want to see? He's obviously getting limited reps now.
Yep.
What do you want to see from him during practice, and are you seeing it?
At practice, for the same goal as for all the players, in terms of the skill, can the improvement, what's his 1% he's trying to work on each and every week. Off the field, it's the trust issues. Can we get back to where it could be a trusting relationship both with the team and with staff and personnel, basically with the organization?
Coach, how long will you take to kind of evaluate that situation?
We'll take, it just kind of happened, yesterday. So we'll take our time. Thomas and I haven't, planned out how long we'll take to, come up with that plan. But we'll keep you up to date. Nothing's imminent, as far as today or tomorrow.
How does this affect depth chart wise going forward?
It doesn't really make an issue now. It'll be as it is going through. And, the guys that we're trying to work in at the third, the fourth, and the fifth spots, it's truly the essence of our program, as one of the three pillars of ball and battle and brotherhood. The battle was there. And so for today, we treated that day as a competition Wednesday. It's our responsibility to get one another ready. So as we're going through it, CJ Goodwin's one that's, certainly come through. Deji's been one. Poole plays both inside and outside. Bleedy's been certainly somebody that's caught our eye. So fortunately, we've got some candidates that are ready to go and battle and stay in the moment for that.
Any thoughts on moving KZ back to corner?
Not at this time, Led. We'll keep KZ right at safety. We're very pleased with his progress. We think not only is he going to have a role, backing up Rico, but also a role on teams as well. We love the competitiveness this guy brings. He represents it to the fullest. His toughness, his speed, the way he's flying around. He feels like a Falcon defender in terms of the way that he's playing so far.
Coach, didn't you feel, I know you just talked about the misstep that he made.
Yep.
Didn't you feel that you kind of went out on a limb with the drafting him because there were some red flags when you did draft him?
Yeah, they're not quite the same issues, but there were red flags. And clearly decision makings are, something that still needs to be addressed. So it wasn't the same issue that got him jammed up from them. It's different from what it is now. But it's fair to say that the red flags are still decisions not being made at the best times.
Being that the brotherhood is so important here, how
yep.
have you guys approached it? Is there been a conversation team-wise, or has Jalen approached the team already?
Yes, Jalen has approached the team and explained his situation to them. That'll stay private with them. It's his story to tell and not for me or for the other players to share that out. But, they let them know their disappointment as well.
Coach,
Coach, what was your overall assessment of practice today?
Well, number one, the first thing we wanted to make sure we were getting at, we wanted to emphasize third down today, and we did it a bunch. We went all through the different situations, so when we're coming out, usually we have something really specific that we're trying to get done that day. So for the whole training camp, we've made the line of scrimmage, the run game, both sides of the line of scrimmage, a big one, and then today we went for it big on third down, and then we did a two-minute at the end of the game. So situations for us is one of the real objectives for training camp. Can we be the best attacking team in ball? And can we play at our best at the end of halves? So we tried to stay really deliberate to that and keep battling, keep giving the players and stress them out, you know, just as much as we can. So I was happy. You know, we're trying to keep throwing as many things at them as we can, different times, different looks. And this group wants to keep battling and fighting, but we've got to keep working to get the details right.
All right, you often talk about guys that have gotten faster or stronger this offseason. Has Devontae Freeman been one? I saw you working with him before practice.
He's had a terrific camp. For him, there were specific things he wanted to work on in his game as well. So he sometimes will ask me, what did you see? What did you see? Is that part of, you know, our game? I'm not going to share it with you so everybody knows what he was. But I do want to, you know, give him that feedback and say, here's something really specific that you're working on, and I see it improving. He's such a good teammate that he's always wanting to try. And so what else can I do? What else can I do? The connection that he has, not just, you know, with the running backs, but with the offensive line, with the other guys. The receiving for him and Tevin, I think, has even taken a bigger step up this training camp, this offseason. That was a part of their game both of them wanted to improve upon, and it's coming through.
Looks like Julio might have done a little less today. Is that just kind of part of the plan?
Yeah, today he did less, and, you know, we'll kind of give him more on some days, back him off on others, and we'll do some more the next couple days. You know, try to push, see where he's at, and then as we get into next week, it'll be a little more. So on a number of the guys that's returned to play, we do individual and like install periods, and then we go, those to a team period, a few reps. But that connection with Matt, sometimes they do that post-practice in the evenings at our walkthrough, going through the routes, so everybody's on the same page. Yes? It was just precautionary. So he had a sore shoulder, and if you don't do that with him, he's going. So that was a coaching decision for me protecting the team.
Did Rashid get banged up?
Rashid had a personal issue he had to attend to, so I excused him for the last quarter of practice.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome afternoon.
Thanks.